Media would like to acknowledge the Flane AD and the Woosh Kitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who traveled to and from their homes from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages, and whose children played on the beaches and learned to row in the harbor. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunas chish for your patience as we learn. You're tuned in to KTOO's Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. I'm hosting via Zoom from my house for the first time ever. And thank you very much to Cheryl Snyder for engineering for me today. My first guest is Mandy Gwynn, who is working as a fellow in the KTOO Arts and Culture Department this summer. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Shelley.
Good to see you and talk to you today. Mandy, would you please introduce yourself for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. My name is Mandy Nguyen. I moved to Juneau around last October. I came as an Alaska fellow, and I was originally working with AWARE, and that had ended sometime in April. And now I'm spending some time working in the arts and culture team with Shelley and Scott and Cheryl. That's been really, really, really fun. But yeah, I'm from San Jose, California. And so this is, by this, I mean Juneau, is a very, very different place than anywhere that I've lived or been to. And I'm having a great time.
Good. We're going to talk a lot more about your experiences here in Juneau. Well, for starters, you've already done some stories for Arts and Culture News. Would you tell us a little bit about the ones that you've done so far?
Yeah. So there is the ones I remember quite well is that there were a few interviews done on Juneau Afternoon. There was one with a life coach, and there was one with a therapist, I think. And this was around the beginning of the pandemic. By the beginning is when things started to come into effect in Juneau, and that was like late March. And we had some people on Juneau Afternoon kind of giving like some strategies to cope with mental health and to stay calm and to cope during this time, because I know for myself and a lot of the people around me, it was really, really a big mental and emotional adjustment. So that was kind of cool to be able to kind of immediately come on and produce something that felt useful and helpful given the immediate context. So that was something early on that I produced here.
What about some more recent stories or anything that you're working on now?
The most recent one is I did a little profile piece on some of the graduating seniors in Juneau, which is kind of how they've coped with the pandemic and the changes in their school year. And I thought that was really fun because I got to speak to some seniors, and like I really like talking to high schoolers. I think they're really funny. Just like high school is like such a weird time. And then I am not quite sure what it will look like yet, but I think I'm going to be working on another piece soon where I'll be interviewing high schoolers as well. So that will be fun and interesting.
How were you able to talk to these high schoolers? Was it in person with physical distance? Was it a different way? And are you recording stories at home? And what's all that like?
Yeah, just through Zoom. You know, it doesn't really seem responsible to be like, hey, let's meet up in person. Mm. So yeah, a lot of the interviews were already done on Juneau Afternoon, but I was able to call a couple students via Zoom, and that just worked really smoothly. I mean, I feel like high schoolers in general are like really, really technologically competent, so it was very easy.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, in addition to doing those stories for Arts and Culture and News, one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on the air today was because I'd like to share with our listeners that you will be hosting Juneau Afternoon on some days of summer. Yeah, and the first show you'll be hosting is next week on Thursday, July 2nd. How are you feeling about it?
I'm really excited. This will also be my first time hosting anything on radio broadcast, so that's going to be very exciting. Yeah, I mean, I'm just really excited. It's kind of also like, I've seen Scott host, I've seen you host, and I think there's such like a skill to getting the timing right and having a flow in conversation and interviewing in such a way it doesn't seem so cut and dry, but that it's kind of an open conversation that feels natural. And so I'm excited to try and do that. I think it'll be fun.
It is a continuous learning process, speaking for myself.
Sure. Yeah.
You'll also be helping to book guests for the show and focusing on some specific topics. I wanted to ask if you don't have to be too specific. You can be general. Sure. But who are you looking forward to talking with, and what kind of conversations are you hoping to have?
I think I can speak to a bit more about what type of conversations I'd like to have. And you know this, but I'm really interested in topics of like social equity, social justice. It's something that's been on my mind and has been a focus of my work for a long time. And also for myself personally, I'm the daughter of Vietnamese refugees. So my entire kind of history, and for a long time, my interest is in like what we inherit from our societies, from our families, and given what we inherit, what do we choose to pass on and continue? And I think that's really relevant to the issues of social equity and social justice, because I mean, amidst the pandemic, amidst the protests, it's becoming very clear that we've inherited a lot of things that need to be transformed or are better left put to rest, so something new and better and that serves all of us can take its place. So those are the type of conversations I'd be really interested in having with people who are actively doing this type of work, with like activists, with organizers, with people who are just creatively thinking about like and working on the type of world that they would like to see in all different fields. So I'm excited to start kind of looking to speak with people in that direction. I think that'd be really interesting.
I can't wait to hear those conversations. I'm looking forward to getting you behind the mic and seeing where all that goes. I know it's going to be really interesting. As you know, we are in the midst of our 28-hour summer membership drive. In your opinion, what is the role of public media in our community?
Oh, that's hard because it feels like that's such a hard question to answer because it plays so many roles and because it's so like pervasive, it's almost so easy to take for granted. Like I know for myself personally, growing up, I really took like public media and broadcast for granted. And it actually wasn't until just recently and coming to Juno and like seeing all the like local programming and seeing how that made me feel closer to this place and kind of just all the high quality, like non-commercial educational content, all the like high quality news. Like, I think it's just, it plays such an important role in the same way that like important news and like education plays in society. Like, it's really hard for me to kind of be like, it does this and this, but I think it'd be like to imagine a world without public media or public news. I don't even know what that would look like.
I think we'd be lost and searching more than we are.
I think so too.
Of course, I'm biased.
me too.
I do hope that we'll be able to work together on Juno Afternoon to sort of be an outlet or facilitator of that role for our community here in Juno. Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, Mandy, what are some other ways you've been getting involved in the community? What do you like to get out and do in Juno when you're not working?
Oh, man. Well, one thing that I was really all about, more so before the pandemic, because I could meet with people then, is I used to teach intro to hip-hop dance classes here. I'm a big, like, I love hip-hop and urban dance, and that was something I was teaching for a little bit at the Filipino Community Hall. They have a beautiful dance studio there downtown. And I was lucky enough to get access and be able to teach classes there for a little bit. And like, I even taught like a group of high schoolers one time from Yokosuka, and that was super fun. I think that's the one thing I really miss. Like, I might do, I've been approached to do like Zoom classes with high schoolers, but it's definitely not the same. But like, dance is really close to my heart.
What are some things you want to be sure to do while you're here? Not to say that you have to leave Juneau ever, but you have some things to do on your wish list for the summer.
Yeah, I'm really excited for all the foraging and harvesting. I was doing some in the spring, but I'm excited for the berries to come out and like for mushroom hunting to kind of be a big thing. There's so much I don't know. Like, I grew up in San Jose, California, and it's such a big city. It has 1 million people, and relationship to place was just not a thing in my mind or a thing that I really understood. And it was not until, I mean, it sounds kind of cheesy, but it's real, that it wasn't until coming to Southeast Alaska, getting to know the land a little bit more. This was like, I had never ever eaten berries off a bush until I'd come here, and that was mind-blowing to me. And just developing relationship to place and to this land a little bit in the past year has been really an amazing experience, and I think summertime is going to be a good time to keep doing that.
Are there any other ways that living in Juneau, even for a short time, has changed you?
Yeah, I arrived in October, so I immediately was greeted by the
rain,
and winter, and the 3 p.m. sunsets. That was really hard. I think living in Juneau has made me a little bit more resilient in that way. It's like being able to find, you know, moments and sources of joy even when it's really dark outside or really rainy. Because yeah, again, in San Jose, it would be like rare to see rain. If it rained, people would be like, wow, let's go outside. Like, wow, rain. But so here is a little, I've learned to adapt. I've become more resilient.
That's a great answer. Definitely a different attitude towards rain here. Well, we're so glad you're here. Mandy Nguyen, Summer Fellow for the KTOO Arts and Culture team. Thanks for letting our listeners get to know you a little bit. This is a really good introduction, and I look forward to more from you in the weeks to come, stories on ktoo.org, as well as hosting this show. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
No, maybe except that you, Shelley, and Cheryl, and Scott, and all the arts and culture team are doing a wonderful job, and I'm so happy to be working with you guys. That's all. You guys are doing great.
Yeah, thank you so much. I second that. My coworkers everybody's working so hard. Thanks so much for being with us today, Mandy. Mandy will be your host next Thursday, July 2nd on Juneau Afternoon. So please tune in. You are listening to Juneau Afternoon.